Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. And joining us now from Rome, Italy, is our partner from the BBC, David Willey, who's the BBC's longtime Rome correspondent, to cap off a story that we discussed first a few weeks back. David Willey, thanks for joining us.
Pleasure.
We finally have a nomination for the ambassador to the Vatican, Miguel Diaz. He's a Cuban-American theology professor from Minnesota. He will be the new ambassador to the Vatican if confirmed by the Senate. There was some controversy in that it is believed that a few of the nominees were rejected by the Vatican, but this one apparently seems to likely to get approved. David Willey, what's the significance of Miguel Diaz, and how is this announcement being received at the Vatican?
Well, I think that we can presume that the Vatican has accepted Miguel Diaz as the future ambassador, providing he gets confirmed by the Senate. And I think they'll be looking forward to working with the first Latino who's been named U.S. representative to the Holy See. This is a first. And I think they will like the idea of having a serious religious thinker, an academic who is also a theologian, as the ambassador, so a specialist, in other words.
Now, the Holy See and the White House don't necessarily see eye to eye on a lot of very important issues, principally abortion. Barack Obama is explicitly pro-choice. We would assume that Miguel Diaz has some opinion about abortion that is acceptable to the Vatican.
Wisely, he has refused to go public on this, but it is pretty certain that he is, in your terminology, pro-life and not pro-choice. But I think what is more important is that being a Latino, somebody who was born in Cuba but brought up in the United States, he is apparently regarded in Miami, where he was brought up, as somebody who is a great conciliator, somebody who's not going to create somebody who's going to build bridges and not create difficulties and polemic. I think that the Vatican clearly will continue its policies of trying to encourage countries, all countries, including the United States, not to not to legalize abortion. But of course, this is a situation in the United States where you have Roe and Wade, and you've had abortion legalized for many years. I think, though, that the new ambassador is going to certainly smooth over ruffled feathers and be of great help to President Obama when he comes to visit the Pope next month.
Now, Miguel Diaz, finally, is a Cuban-American theology professor, as you've mentioned. Does the fact that he's a theologian make him a more formidable person to deal with, likely to have more autonomy in his dealings with the Vatican? Or, as you say, does it contribute to his conciliatory role?
I see him more as a conciliator, and somebody who also is going to give accurate and helpful advice to President Obama when he comes to see the Pope. It's vitally important that the president be well supported when he meets the Pope and Vatican officials here. And clearly, I think this first meeting is going to be crucial in future relations between the Vatican and the United States. The previous administration was very comfortable with the Vatican. I think we'll have to see how it goes.
Well, Miguel Diaz, Cuban-American theology professor, will be the ambassador to the Vatican. David Willey joins us from London. Thanks so much, David.